Welcome to another episode of our sustainability podcast series. I'm Blake Snodgrass, one of the writers for the thought leadership team at Siemens. Our last episode in this series explored sustainability and how companies are exploring it and the challenges that stand in their way. They're using digitalization strategy to help achieve their objectives. In today's podcast, we will continue the sustainability theme, focusing on industrial machinery. Joining us again is our resident expert, Aaron Davola, head of sustainability at Siemens Digital Industry Software, and we also welcome Raul Garg, vice president of industrial machinery at Siemens. They will discuss the key trends driving the need for a sustainable business strategy in the industrial machinery industry. So for our listeners that may have missed the last podcast, can each of you, Aaron and Raul, provide a brief bio of your experience and background? Let's start with you, Aaron.
Sure, I'd love to share. I'm a mechanical engineer by training and have spent, it's now been the last 20 plus years working in industry, those first 10 years in white goods or home appliances, a variety of roles in quality, reliability, test engineering. Came to Siemens about 12 years ago. And since I've been with Siemens, I've had the opportunity to work in a lot of different areas in our portfolio, from medium voltage drives for heavy machinery industries to electronics for mobility, to now my role now in sustainability. So really had an opportunity to see a lot of businesses that look a lot like our customers' businesses moving forward. And with my current role, really get the opportunity to talk to them about the role that sustainability plays and the importance of it as an outcome coming forward.
How about you, Ro?
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Keep up with Aaron. Just a few thoughts. I'm an electrical computer engineer by background, and I've been involved with design and development of software and other such activities for the last 20, 30 plus years. Led three startups, and then I've been part of Siemens for the last 20 plus years. The whole topic of sustainability is certainly very, very exciting, as it drives some new thinking that has not been part of core analysis and core design thinking for a long, long time. So very excited about being here.
Great. So let's kick this podcast off. Raul, could you provide our audience with some of the key trends that you see that are driving the need for a sustainable business strategy in the industrial machinery industry, and why?
Yeah, to me, there are three or four key issues that are driving this need and this change. The first one is the commitments and the reporting and compliance that's being driven by the regulatory bodies, government bodies, and others. The second big one is around capital flow, right? Money is actually being invested in driving smarter factories, smarter sustainable factories, which is what industrial machinery companies are doing, is eventually feeding that those factories. The third, obviously, the social aspect of is the resource scarcity. End of the day, we all have some obligations in terms of trying to better manage the resources we have at our disposal in this world, and even some of the challenges that we are creating with the way we are using our resources. So that's a very important challenge and issue as well. And lastly, but not the least, is customers. Customers are demanding that equipment providers are making their equipment more sustainable. So those are, to me, the big four drivers of needing industrial machinery companies to change the way and look at sustainability as a very important imperative in their go forward business strategy.
You know, Raul, one of the things that I would just add to that is, you know, as I look at some of those trends and we look at it through the lens of industrial machinery, you see how electrification and the need for electrification is driving the need for efficiency, because so many of those processes require a lot of energy density that is available in a fossil fuel, not the same way it's available in electricity. And so really trying to drive down the energy used to manufacture, to convert material, really needs to be evaluated and optimized at every corner.
I think that's a great point, Aaron, because end of the day, not only the there's the issue of emissions from energy consumption from fossil fuels. There's also the cost of energy, right? Cost of energy is not coming down at all. If anything, it just continues to stay there or go up. So it becomes another big driver for trying to figure out how to optimize that cost as well.
Yeah, thanks. Those are all great points. Next, I wonder if either of you could provide us with a holistic view of digitalization and sustainability.
From my viewpoint, like, digitalization really drives sustainability. It's the how to the what, right? So sustainability is an outcome that requires a lot of planning and a lot of tools to make that happen. And digitalization is really one of the key levers to do that. It gives you the opportunity to look at the entire product life cycle, taking data from many different phases and being able to visualize that. It gives you the ability to be able to try a number of different things as you run through simulation tools, and being able to take that and try out many different things, pulling things together. And the other thing I think about in context to digitalization is it gives people the ability to exchange data. It's not something that one entity is going to achieve. It's something that we need to really achieve by looking outside our own gate to gate, by looking at everyone in our value chain and everyone in our ecosystem. And we see a lot of success with sustainability coming from people working together, exchanging data, sharing information, working together to send standards, even across competitors, so that we can move the entire area forward. So I think that those are a couple of the ways that digitalization really helps drive sustainability.
Yeah, I think those are some great thoughts there as to what's happening today. And one of the things that comes to my mind, Aaron, is if you think about digitalization, it was primarily viewed as helping a company become a digital enterprise to help them become more adaptable, more agile, more flexible, and overall improve their ability to deliver their products so with the right time, quality, and cost. But I think leveraging digitalization for the things you mentioned, energy efficiency, decarbonization, circularity, resource efficiency is where it really brings it all together in a very comprehensive way for many of our customers.
It's really an evolution, right? So you started out with these tools with maybe those more basic or first level outcomes you're looking for. And as, we talked about this in the previous one we did with Dale, which is that these different dimensions make the work of designing and producing equipment significantly more difficult. And the good news is digitalization gives you those tools to make it palatable and executable along the way. So as we make it more and more complicated with more and more outcomes, we also are providing digital tools and enablement to make it manageable moving forward.
It's going to get harder. It's not going to become easier. It's going to get harder to manage that or to build in that complex environment, right? So digitalization provides you those tools to make your job easier, right?
And I think it also gives you that view to be able to see along that whole value chain where all of the entities in that chain can work together to move it forward, to find those pain points much more universally or holistically, and be able to work together to attack them. And I think that that's one of the beautiful things that having the safe, secure exchange of data allows people to do, and then being able to visualize that data, not just across my entity, but across the entire life cycle of a product, across the production line or production facility, that's really the big data implications here for industry and how those really do feed not only those traditional outcomes you were talking about, but also those sustainability outcomes.
Yeah, and if you were to take a look at that, right? Sorry, we are continue to talk upon this topic, but I think it's the heart of the whole conversation. When you are trying to even look at how to best optimize your design process using the digitalization tools, and you're trying to look at suppliers, the not only do you have to look at the cost of the part that you're buying from a supplier, but also the carbon footprint that part may have, or even the carbon footprint that the partner, the supplier may have, and even delivering that part to your factories or to your location, right? So all that can be evaluated right up front by having access to these to these digitalization tools, right, and make it convenient at least to do that analysis and make it easier for you to bring that all together.
And you have so much more ability to do that in that realization phase when you're planning the design of that product, when you're planning the machinery that will manufacture it. That's when you really have the ability to make those decisions about how energy efficient that equipment is, about how long that product is going to last. You know, when you have that information to make those good decisions up front, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, brownfield factories, but we also have brownfield designs. Designs that are already out there and trying to make them more environmentally friendly is much more difficult than starting with from the beginning with the information you need to make them environmentally friendly from the start.
That's a good point. How do you make the brown into a green, right?
Right.
That's great. Let's get a little bit more granular here. Could you provide us with some of the main elements that show how sustainability relates to the industrial machinery industry?
Yeah, I think we better ask, maybe we already started talking about some of that, right, as to how digitalization can be leveraged for sustainability too. So to me, there are three key elements which come into play. The first one is the upfront design for sustainability itself. So when you're doing your design, now you're no longer just trying to design your machine for the highest possible throughput or the highest possible quality. You have to also design it for highest possible energy efficiency and circularity. How do you bring it, make it easy for you to remanufacture, refurbish, extend the life of the machine, right? So all of those design concepts have become very important. The second piece is sustainability in the manufacturing of the machines, right? I think we kind of touched upon that example where you have to evaluate how your suppliers who are going to be providing you parts into your own machine, how sustainable are they in their efforts and in making their parts? And then the biggest impact that I see is the sustainability impact from operating machines. End of the day, when you're running a machine, that's when the highest impact of energy consumption is happening. That's when the carbon footprint is getting impacted, and that's where for the life of a machine could be as little as 6 months to as much as 60 years also in many cases. What's the energy impact, right? What's the consumables impact? What kind of recyclability does it have in terms of even waste and water that's getting recycled from that machine? So a lot of those impacts from a use and the operation of the machine are very, very big factors that really are important from an industrial machinery perspective that need to be factored in as part of the overall operation of an industrial machinery company.
Well, you really hit on something there that, you know, when you look at, especially with respect to the carbon footprint of a product, we tend to think of it in these scopes, scope one and scope two, around what's happening within that manufacturing process. Scope three upstream, which is your supply chain, scope three downstream, which is the use phase. And when we think about industrial machinery, that scope three downstream or use phase is really the biggest impact that you have. So all of those decisions being made about how to make that energy efficient, as you mentioned before, have the greatest power on that overall environmental footprint of that piece of machinery. You know, the other couple of things that you touched on that I think I'll just dive a little bit more into is that the longer life we can design them for, so all those materials getting used for longer is really important, and that's really the biggest thing that drives what we like to call circularity, or is the really just keeping materials and resources in the product as long as possible. And the other thing that we see going in there is really making them not only able to be recycled when they're done, but extending their life, driving remanufacture, refurbish, repair, and then really design forward disassembly and retrofit so that as we get new technology that could make it more energy efficient, that we can upgrade those products along the way. I think that those are really some of those coming trends around sustainability that will impact industrial machinery.
Yeah, good points. Good points, Sarah.
And we're out of time for today's episode, but we will be continuing the sustainability topic in another episode. So I want to thank Raul and Aaron again, and we hope you can join us next time. Bye for now.